something good.
Tell me that you like it, yeah. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. So, darling, let's start with three things that you're grateful for.
Definitely grateful for sunny weather.
Oh, nice.
Yesterday, and looks like we're going to have today. So I got to enjoy a little bit of, yesterday was gorgeous. A lot of nice sunshine. And I stayed outside for a portion of the day yesterday. So very thankful for that. Also grateful for old photo albums. There's one old photo album that I had forgotten. I didn't know where it was. I'd given everything over to my brother and sister-in-law so they were going to scan in photos and whatnot. But this one was actually the oldest one, and it was just a huge one, and this one was on the bottom shelf. So I found it, and there's an old picture. These are like black and whites. So there are pictures of my brother and, my brothers and my mom and dad from back in the day, like baby pictures. So I took a picture of my brother and, like, put it next to just a random of his daughter. And I put, like, and he has a, my brother has a birthmark. He has a mole on his left face, on his left cheek. So I put a little beauty mark on her, and they look exactly the same.
Oh, that's so cute.
So I sent that to him. I'm like,
you, that is so cute. Little rascal.
She could be your daughter. She could be your daughter. I'm not sure. But yeah, this, looks like it. It looks like it. So that was kind of fun. And then, and really, it's kind of a correlation, but it's also the same, along the same lines of being, being grateful. It's just being able to then look through, not all, because there's so many photos, but to look through some of those photos with my aunt and, have her say, oh, that's so-and-so. So, she's got me, but she has inspired me to look and kind of update a little bit on our family tree. And it's been an interesting couple of days. Terrible interesting, but just like, it was nice to go through and, as I'm digging through not just old photos, but then trying to match up names on this massive family tree, I'm like, oh, so the technical term for some of these people that I met are like second cousins, or, second cousin once removed, that type of stuff. It was very cool to realize how big our family is
even the people you do know, it's huge.
Right.
Right. Hello.
So that's where I am. How about you?
That's great. Okay. I'm grateful that I don't feel bored. Slight bit of restlessness, it's really not even restlessness, it's that I love to be out and about. So I'm grateful that I'm learning to shift. When the weather is nice, I'll take very short walks just to get some air or to run a very specific errand. I feel weird wandering around because it's like a ghost. Mm-hmm. It's just that weird vibe and but to appreciate a brighter day ahead. Does that sound familiar? To appreciate a brighter day. Today is supposed to be a little warmer, a little sunnier. So I do plan on maybe going on a wine run. Make sure that I'm sort of well stocked. So I'm grateful that I never feel bored. There's always so much to do, and that I'm learning to adjust to converting the restlessness into just focused action here. So I'm grateful for that. The second thing I'm really grateful that I actually worked virtually for money for the first time yesterday since all of this. Very grateful.
Hey.
Yeah, very grateful. I thought with everything else, everything that was income like disappeared within 2 to 3 days, just like overnight, just everything. And this was such a busy month in terms of work and in terms of just putting myself out there in my industry. I can't even imagine. I probably would have spent so little time with my kids. I would have done a lot of takeout. I would have left early in the morning, would not have gone home till late at night. I would have just been juggling so much. I maybe I might have missed a show or two, maybe not, or done the show, and you would have heard about all my crazy comings and goings. So it's great that I am embracing taking my time for the first time in my life ever, and I'm very, very blessed that my life still feels very full, but it doesn't feel like I'm pulled as much as I have been pulled. That has gone down like 80%.
I imagine. Yeah.
Which is great. I'm pulled to that stove because, you know, I got to feed the troops. I'm pulled to things like that, being a mom and having two young men that are in my household, that I'm very grateful for that as well. But that, just the shift in terms of the concept of taking my time, I think that's going to be such a huge takeaway from all of this. So I was booked to do this workshop for, I think it was like 15 students at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. And I'm like, everything else got canceled. And I got an email the other day, so I was just waiting for them. We're going to postpone or cancel, whatever. They said, are you set up to work online? I'm like, oh, yes, sir, yes. And I made sure to prepare my space so that whatever they could see through the Zoom conferencing, the background would look great. So I cleared off a little bit of clutter. And I've been thinking a lot about Cousin Anna, because your wonderful Cousin Anna, my dear friend, founder of Universal Energy Radio, Energy Media, she changed my household's life last year by spending a good part of the summer helping me get my apartment together. It started off with her and Amy, and then Anna came back over the summer to finish. And that was such a gift. So grateful for that I was able to have a background. And even one of the kids said, oh, my God, your background is so great. And I'm thinking, thank Anna. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe when it's in September, when my youngest starts high school and he's out of the house, maybe that would be a time for her to invite her to come back and to just do little last touches, and just for me to kind of thank her for that wonderful gift and the healing that came with that. So like the apartment was set up for this in a sense last year. I mean, not that we're looking for, you know, to shelter during a pandemic. And so I did a 2-hour workshop that was facilitated by their instructor, and it felt so good. You know, you had everybody on, I worked with people individually, and then the instructor created like a virtual waiting room. It was so weird to just get thrown into that workspace. And you could see kids were either, like, only 3 kids were left in the dorms because everybody left, evacuated.
Wow.
So the kids are either in their apartment or in their parents' home or, you know, in somebody's garage or whatever. But I don't know if they were, I think we were all over the states, maybe 1 or 2 international kids that went back. And it was like the Brady Bunch because you could have them on gallery view when you had them all together. And just the brain to adjust. I'm used to being, you know, in a classroom or a studio doing this. And it was just, okay, my brain is adjusting to this, reformatting. And, of course, we prefer in person. But it was okay, and it was gratifying, and it was so great that I didn't have to walk back home in the cold. I was home.
Nice, yeah.
And then right from there, there was a virtual birthday party that had started an hour prior, and I changed my top because, you know, from the waist down, doesn't matter. I changed my top, grabbed a glass of wine, and grab some snacks. And what was so great too was like said hello, wished my friend, the birthday boy, happy birthday, said hello to a bunch of people. And I'm like, okay, that's cute. And then I bowed out. It was great. I didn't even say bye. I'm like, oh, okay, click, bye. Okay, great. Doesn't matter. And I thought, well, that's great. That's great. So I would have gone from this workshop. I would have stopped there. I would have been like, oh, why did I even stop? I should have just like not. And it has nothing to do with how I feel about these people, but just not really feeling the vibe. Happy birthday. And it was so great. Like, oh, like magic. I'm home. Great. It's great. So I'm grateful for that. I broke the ice. Okay. In terms of, all right, generating some income. And to me, some is a beginning.
Oof.
Some is a beginning. Yeah, I mean, it's a one-off, but some is a beginning. And then the other thing I'm grateful for, kind of related, that I found a platform, I don't remember what it's called, but there is a need for online instructors to create their own content for, and I don't know, it's just this country all over the world, but for kids to take extracurricular activities in terms of classes. So I pitched to do preliminary acting classes, and I actually came up with an idea for one that I didn't pitch to them, but I think if I pitch it, they would like it, called Docs Rocks. Docs Rock, Docs Rock, Introduction to Documentary Filmmaking.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so set up a virtual classroom. So thanks to Anna, and thanks that I did have to work, that when I did my introductory video to see if I would pass and do an application, see if I would pass that leg of the interview process. I have to show what it's going to look like when I teach. So the space was prepped. It was there already. I had to do it for the paying gig that I had. And I passed that. Thank God. Grateful for that. And had to do a background check. No problem. And that came back in a couple of hours. Passed that. And I'm going to spend all weekend developing what I need to get my classes approved so I can get them online, hopefully by the beginning of next week and just see if that can create a revenue stream that would not really have occurred to me.
Otherwise. That's wonderful.
Isn't that
wow.
crazy? Now, I'll say this. I don't know if I mentioned this, so I'm grateful for those three things. And just showing my kids, it's like, hello, does it say Scrappy across my forehead? Yes, it does. baby's not going to stay in the corner. Baby's going to try to feed the babies.
Right.
And do whatever it takes within these situations. Now, I think I've mentioned this on the air that on Fridays since October, and it stopped, it will be 2 weeks tomorrow that it stopped officially last week, but I haven't been to that job in 2 weeks because of this, that I had a position since October, half a day every Friday, working under the table for an elderly couple and primarily for the woman of the household who is a psychiatrist. Have I talked about that on the show?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm very creative and I love doing work under the umbrella of what it is that I do best, whether it's producing, casting, giving readings, just the things that I'm passionate about doing this podcast, whatever it is. I like the umbrella. So the umbrella for this one was that it was a check. Gig I'm doing just for the money. Psychiatric billing, not really passionate about that. Dealing with a filing system that is like Alice's tea party on crack and then some. There's no logic to the filing system. And dealing with an elderly couple, she's lovely, I adore her. Not a fan of him. I don't like how he talks to her. And he's not kind to her. Although they've been married 100 years, you know, she loves him, whatever, none of my business. But to me, it kind of creates a toxic environment, and I just shut down my brain and just tell myself, I love my job, I love my job, I love my job. That's my mantra. And I take CBD, I put it in my coffee, and I take my CBD in my coffee, and I just get through those 4 hours every Friday. And I started to notice that on Thursday night, what people call the Sunday scaries, because they have to go back to school or work on Monday, I started getting it on Thursdays. Like, ugh.
Wow.
And, I started getting, and I would never have that ever. Maybe when I was a kid, but not in my adult life, ever. I've been very blessed to just have work and create work that I'm dedicated to and has such meaning. I'm dedicated to the paycheck, and I'm dedicated to making sure that she has what she needs for her practice to run smoothly. But I don't like him. Not a nice man. Likes to be the center of attention. And then to top it off, the little office that I work out of is adjacent to the bedroom. And like a lot of elderly people hard of hearing, that CNN is on full volume. So I'm just really trying to, again, block out and just do what I need to do and then just to sort of get this bird's eye view of, and I'm not making a criticism, and I have benefited from medication, and so glad that I got off of it by accident, but thank God around Labor Day, and managing that. But in the wake of the virus and hearing the phone messages and also the human error, I hate to say this, but I've heard her make mistakes. And I'm like, oh my God, okay. With prescriptions or being confused, and I'm like, I'm not, none of my business, none of my business. But it's a lot. And I'm like, I'm not going to judge. Where's my money? So a week ago today, every Thursday, because they're older and things could happen, every Thursday, as a matter of course, I would call and check in. Do you need me tomorrow? So I knew, meaning Friday. So I knew a week ago today. Oh, I'm not coming back anytime soon. He picked up the phone. We're not going to need you tomorrow. I'm like, I'm aware of that. And then I got the third degree. Are you going out? Are you wiping surfaces? Are you, how do deliveries come to your build? Like, I was getting the third degree. And I'm like, I don't like feeling like Florence from the Jeffersons. I don't like feeling like I'm the help. And I'm feeling like I'm the help a little bit. And I said to myself, oh, you're going to make this real easy for me. Keep going. So he's going on and on and on. Then had to kind of chuckle about his $400 fresh direct delivery. Fresh direct is a high-end delivery service. Yes, we ordered $400, and I'm thinking, okay, keep going. Not even a clueless. And I'm like, you're taking food out of my kid's mouth, but keep going, because I know you're not going to offer me a damn thing. You're going to make this real easy for me. Keep going. And it pays to be psychic, so I knew exactly how this was going to pan out. So I'm quietly listening. And he said, yeah, so call us next Thursday, meaning today, and we'll see what's what. I said, no, I'm not going to call you next Thursday. Why should I stand on ceremony to hear you tell me you're not going to need me? So she can call me, and we'll see where we are at. Because in that moment, and of course he didn't hear me say that. That was the fine print. My fine print.
Right.
And we'll see where we're at. I know that went right over his head. That was the fine print. Because I decided I'm never going to come back. And my intention is to keep that decision. Obviously, if it's the only game in town months from now whenever, we know it's safe to work in person, I might have to reverse my decision on that. I'm hoping not, but that's another motivation. That really was like the survival job. There was nothing about the job that I liked except for the check, and that it was once a week. I couldn't work there full time. I would have quit after this first day.
Right.
Yes. So I am grateful for this opportunity to create live online classes for kids as kind of my own business, and the platform that houses it, you charge what you want to charge, they take 30%. I'm like, okay. And I could charge very reasonably, but if I have six kids in a class and I charge reasonably, that still factors out to a decent hourly rate and everybody wins.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to go back to that job. So we'll see. Hopefully not. Yeah, I may never see them again.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see. But I don't have Thursday scaries anymore, or not that kind of Thursday scaries. Not about that. It's a whole other landscape out there.
Yeah. It's interesting when you start to pay attention, because most of the time we don't have that kind of luxury to assess, you know, why am I feeling this way? You know, or really owning up to, yeah, I really don't like to do this. I really don't enjoy spending my time this way. And right now, for a lot of people, because our routine has been disrupted,
Completely.
We find that we actually do have quite a bit of time. And like I said, the other show, for people like you and my cousin Anna, when you are used to just going and going and going,
yep,
this type of change in the game means, you know, putting the brakes on a lot of things
yep.
and having to figure out, like, you know, well, now how am I spending my time?
Right.
Like, how have I been spending my time? And when you are used to doing it, and even in that situation where that's a job, so everyone gets in job mode, like, this is work, so I'm going to approach it differently. And, you know, yeah, I'm certainly grateful that you have work right now, because not everybody has that, you know. And so to have that, then to approach it in a different way and realize, yeah, so I'm doing this because I know it's important for this particular reason, but the rest of it. And you have that moment to look at the whole situation and say, you know what? Yeah, not worth it. Even though it pays, not
right.
worth it.
No.
Like, you created another opportunity. Or another opportunity presented itself. And it just doesn't necessarily mean the opportunity is going to make, you know, give you a bunch of money, but it gives you peace of mind. It gives you
Goal.
A better sense of being.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that then creates another opportunity to look at what else is out there, and look at what you ended up creating. And now you're finessing it and seeing what's going to happen with it. That's the
right.
opportunity.
Exactly.
And that's inspiring. And that's very hopeful, you know, because I think that's what people need to be able to do in this abundance of time,
mm-hmm.
and having
right.
to look at where you are, what's going on. And so now there isn't the excuse of, I don't have time for it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You're realizing, well, I've never really enjoyed doing it. But, you know, then there are things that you find that, it, you know, no one else is going to get it done except for you. So,
right.
And that's up to
right.
you.
Right. Right. Organizing that closet. Like I started organizing two closets. But what's so great, I don't care how long it takes. Something that I might have pressured myself, or would have been drudgery, or I don't, I'm like, okay. If it takes me a month to organize a closet, let it take me a month. I just do a little bit when I feel like doing it.
Right. Right.
And I've even taken, since all of this, I guess the official shutdown for me in terms of work out in the world, tomorrow makes 2 weeks in terms of doing work in person. And I think I've taken two naps in that 2 weeks. I don't remember the last time in my life. Don't remember the last time in my life. Or stay up late, don't use the alarm, and, taking care of things, watching a lot of film online from three different film festivals, which is crazy. Which I would have been very frustrated to have. I would not have managed. I'm a judge on one film festival, a short film festival, so I watch like two or three short films a day and I rate them. And I can really pay attention and not feel rushed in that process. And I have a few weeks to do that. Then the film festival that my documentary is at, and what's crazy is, like 860 views. worldwide. Who would have seen it? It would have been like 100 people. So that's crazy. And I think that festival ends on the 29th. So I'm trying to catch films on that platform before it goes away. And if people miss, like listeners, if you missed it through the platform that Elisa had put in the chat room, you can always email me and I can send you a private link and a password. So, like, no worries on that end. But I'm trying to catch those films before they go away. And I believe Sunday would have been when my film would have actually screened in real life. And then Sunday night's the award ceremony. And I'm praying, because we're nominated for two, let me get one of those two awards. That will just help promote the classes and things that I want to teach. So it's not even like for the accolades, oh, I'm so special, I made a movie. No, I'm like, that's branding, people. Let me just get one award. That's going to get more students taking my class, okay? So I'm looking at
right.
it that way. So hopefully I'll have some good news about that. But the fact that we're nominated is great. But if we win one of the two, I'm hoping for Best Director, no lie, that comes to fruition. But, yeah, just to take what's in front of you and kind of be in relationship with the time, and that time isn't time. Isn't that a culture club time? culture club. Now I got to look that song up. Anyway, but yeah, to just sort of shift your relationship cosmically. That's what this is about. You know,
yes.
Right, and I'm so relieved. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
I'm just letting people know, because we have a few people visiting us in the chat room.
Yeah.
I'm putting the link again.
Oh, thank you.
For people to watch. So I guess I imagine it's up through, you know.
I think through Sunday. Through Sunday midnight.
Or Monday. Yeah. So this will give you an idea. I started it, and then I'm going to finish it. But I guess I've queued up on a different browser. So I'm like, wow, that's crazy. It's crazy. The stuff that
she has to go through.
You know, the subject matter is like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
And we want to say hello to people who are in the chat room. We have Raven, Jay, and Creamy Coffee.
Mm.
Which sounds really good right now. Some Creamy Coffee.
Yeah, that's
but,
what I'm having,
I don't drink coffee.
Girl.
Yeah, mm. So, and Raven says, great decision in terms of your, opting to, nip that Friday work situation in the bud. Ugh. Great decision. It was only a matter of time before something knocked you down. When we are put in a situation where it is uncomfortable, it is up to us to decide when to leave. It's more of how we handle each of these situations. So I agree.
Amen, Raven. Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. And so, yeah, all the things we're talking about here, what are you doing with your time? And it's not even it's said in a tone of, you're wasting your time.
Not at all. No.
This is a time where everyone is having to adjust and to see where our structures, like the things that we're used to doing in our own routine, some of it's just like a throwback to other days where you're still accounting for your day and you're hoping that it's enough, that someone, whoever's judging, and in this case, it's like, well, I didn't create enough of this, or I really meant to do this. So this feeling of guilt, which is usually, I guess one of our companions throughout the day, oh, I didn't get to do that. I think we're working through that, like freeing ourselves from, for me, it's that mental, the whole mental accounting of everything,
right.
Or, realizing, oh, I didn't do all these things. And that the heaviness of that is like yesterday. And this is what I'm working on to get to is that, yesterday was a sunny day. Now that doesn't mean that if it's a rainy day, I still can't do anything. I mean, it means that,
right.
You know,
you just have to prepare That's all.
Right. However, it's also just nice to be outside. Now, yesterday, it sounds like I was just floating around like, oh, whatever. No, yesterday I cleaned out the gutters on the backside of the house.
That's huge, girl. Who wants to do that?
Yeah, when I was outside, I noticed that I'm like, okay, it looks like there's, you know, some stuff that's building up in here. So this is a great way to appreciate the day I'm outside. I mean, there's pollen everywhere, but this, whatever's blooming isn't affecting me as far as I know. But so I got that part done and I thought about, well, do I want to do the front side? Like, nope, not yet. I'll wait. I'll wait another day. There's plenty to do. So I felt like, okay, that wasn't necessarily on my list of things that I felt like I needed to get done, but it was something that I noticed.
And
it afforded me time to be spent outside instead of just, you know, pacing. Because that's,
right.
You know, it's like when I walk outside now, because I don't really walk around the neighborhood. I'm feeling more comfortable just in the backyard, but it's almost like this is my 15 minutes of sunlight, you know, like prison time, you know, okay, let me go outside and get
the prison. Did you say that? Did you say that really? Okay, yeah. Girl. Ooh, Orange is the New Black realness. Okay. All right. Oh, I'm going to get you an orange.
Well, because
jumpsuit.
We
that's
also
funny.
Have a privacy fence. We have a privacy fence. So.
Oh, that's great. See, I wish I had, just to go outside that it was private like that. Like, my friends that have, like, terraces, I'm like, oh, can I go on your terrace enough coffee? Like, 6 feet away from you? It's nice out. That's great.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But it was a beautiful day. And then, you know, I did bust out the wine the other day after we had our show.
And your aunt hitting the sauce. I loved it. That made me so happy.
But yeah, so I thought, well, maybe that'll help me, like, maybe get back to a regular sleep schedule. But apparently, it does nothing for me. My aunt, however, she's like, okay, I'm sleepy now. I'm like, okay, good.
Not
to know.
You though.
Mm-mm, no.
What happened?
I don't.
What? Do you stay up?
It doesn't make me sleepy. Yeah, I went to bed.
Really?
I got about 4 hours of sleep the last two nights. Well, for today because I had to wake up for the show. But yeah, the other day I evened that out because I slept in. But
yeah, so why not? Yes, absolutely.
Well, maybe maybe that's what it is. It's just, you know, let's not freak out about it. But as long as I feel rested, and I have a feeling. I'll probably take a little nap this afternoon. Maybe, hopefully, not a long nap. I have a little bit more wine left because we're not.
Yeah, you have to experiment.
No,
I can't.
That will put me back into a
more
regular
sleep schedule. Yeah, I think that's important. I'm not like I have the alarm as backup on show days, obviously. But it's been so great not to rely on the alarm for other days and to still pretty much maintain, it's a looser sleep schedule, but it's pretty much, you know, I'm up early, I go to bed pretty much the same time. Maybe I get up a little bit later, go to sleep a little bit later, because it's not like, oh, I have to go to work.
Right.
And that was like my joke, like this virtual birthday party that I went to. I showed up an hour after the official start time because I was teaching this class, which was a night class. Mm-hmm. And so when I popped in, I said, yeah, the trains weren't running. It took them a second to get it.
Wait
a minute. Wah, wah, wah. And I had a bag of, so funny, cause I have to keep everything stocked for my two sons that, pandemic, no pandemic, their appetite has no idea what's going on. So I had this huge bag, and it said party mix, but it's Cheetos. So everything, anything that's good that Cheetos make, so it's like pretzels, corn chips,
right,
cheese doodles, all, but the big bag. So I had that with a glass of wine as my props. The bag was like bigger than me, It was very funny. And then I'm like, okay, everybody's like saying hello. It's kind of weird. I'm like, and I dipped out. I did the Irish goodbye. And those of you that don't
You're
know,
right.
I love the Irish goodbye. You just leave. You don't say goodbye. You just go. That's also, you know, Colombian paternity. But I'm bumsh. Anyway, the Irish goodbye. I could say that because I'm Colombian. Okay. Like, don't hate people. Yeah, so I dipped out. And I was just laughing to myself. I said, well, yeah, I didn't have to make an excuse or kind of write it out or have, like, small talk, you know, party small talk in the kitchen when I really want to be home. I thought, this is very, for all the times that I would say to myself, I wish I could just be, I used to say this, I wish I could be home for 2 weeks where I could just organize stuff.
Well,
now, the part of my, yeah, but the one part that the universe didn't hear, it's like that, you know, and that the kids were like, you know, doing something else. That part they didn't, but that's okay, because I am so grateful that we're together. So grateful.
Sure.
Yeah, so grateful. I wish I could visit my mom, you know.
Yeah,
I can't. I mean, I'm not going near that subway.
Right.
No, and I don't want to, you know, we're self-quarantined. How, and we're supposed to, like, stay inside until when? The 12th of, like, how long is this? I have no idea. How long is this supposed to go on? What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
I have no idea. And then by the time we get used to it, then people are going to be like, oh, we have to go back to work. Oh,
right.
We have to go outside. I know. You see, you can't win. Once our brains get reprogrammed, our brain's going to be like, you know what? We just adapted. Oh, what? Why do you toy with us? But in... I forget. I don't know if it's in Wuhan or what part of China that they've been lifting some of those bans, and they just like are experiencing like, you know, their first traffic jams again.
Right.
Yeah. And so I guess how long did they last? Was it 2 months, 3 months? I don't know.
I think probably at least 2 months, I would say. So,
yeah. Well, the good news is we don't have to file our taxes until July. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I was so relieved. I'm like, oh my God, that's good. I mean, I'm going to try to file, you know, whatever. But yeah, how are all those things? Like, you're not going to get late fees if you're late with your rent.
Right.
But what the hell, the whole world, oh, my God. So I have one of my dearest friends who lives in Colombia. This is where he sent me some, he recorded footage on the local news, and it was heartbreaking, where the day before their official quarantine was supposed to take place. So maybe this is footage from yesterday, the day before, very recent. It was like, it reminded me of like the French Revolution. Like, we're hungry. Mobs of people. It's like the worst thing that you could do. Mobs of people. Some of them have a mask sort of half on. Like this whole thing, like a mask is going to make you, like all of a sudden you have a mask. It's like that magical thinking. And he even told me some local supermarkets, you can't go in without a mask. And I'm like, you know what? That's so wasteful. The hospitals need the masks.
Right.
Not to go into a grocery store. And I'm sure they're not social distancing. And it's like all or nothing. It's very extreme. So that country is already riddled with 50 years of war and how that affects
right.
your DNA. And and again, I'm not being racist. It's part of my culture. It's a very, to be very broad and very generalized, it's a very reactionary culturally. It's very reactionary. It's a very reactionary culture. So they're reacting like it's crazy. And he also told me that the president in, I believe, in Mexico and also in Brazil, they're like, oh, no, it's okay. You can still mingle. You can still, like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But to see some of that footage, and there are people in their 70s that if they don't do their little work, a big part of the population, they have what's called informal, which means informal jobs, like they're not in the books. So it might be you're on the corner selling fruit. Well, if you're not selling your fruit, how are you going to eat?
Right, right.
The infrastructure, I mean, God bless America, where we have the technology and the infrastructure, I think 40% have access to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I guess it would be parallel or similar in the Philippines. How are they managing? Is the country under quarantine? Or not yet?
I think Manila is. I think because that's such a huge city.
Right, huge.
And I'm really not up to date. You know, a lot of my relatives are posting on the same thread as our reunion. I have like three different threads.
Right.
But a lot of it's in Tagalog or in their dialect or specific dialect. I'm like, I don't
right.
know.
So
but they're putting
know,
in
right?
a lot of they're putting in a lot of warnings about, you know, going out and that kind of thing. But I think in the city, in the main city of Manila, that they're kind of making sure everybody stays put. Like stay in, don't go out. I mean, I think a lot of people were already, you know, getting masks, you know, so I'm not sure what the mask shortage is there. I don't know what all the different rules are. Like for us here, like, you know, it's different in different parts of the states as well.
Uh-huh.
In Atlanta, just in the last few days, like Metro Atlanta has like, I don't know, like a bajillion different counties in it where like we have, seriously, we have like probably, I think, at least 30 different counties that make up Metro Atlanta.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is a lot. So you think, yeah, you know, I can name off four, but there's, you know, if you think of bigger picture, the metro area is actually quite large. In the neighboring counties, a lot of them are now putting on bans for like only essential workers, essential businesses need to stay open, or is very limited.
Right.
In terms of your to-go service for restaurants and bars,
right.
And bars, because they're allowing people to get to-go drinks.
Right, here too. Yeah, it's exactly the same here too, which is so
funny.
Which is
a big deal in the South because
yes, ma'am.
You don't do that. Like that's like so now even more people are like yes, you know. So there's always joy to be found.
Right.
But
always.
Even now parks. Even parks are people are saying, you know, these are being closed because so many people have been going to the parks.
That's right.
That it hasn't really changed the culture.
It's happening here too.
To the parks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
So I remember catching some of that on the news because my aunt watches the news before her soaps. And
right.
So she had it on and we were looking at that. And so you have to pay attention. I mean, that's partly why I haven't gone out because most of the places I would go, I would just go to another park. I would just drive out to another park and walk around. And
yeah.
and it's a shame that those aren't the options because what's going to happen, what you do hope is that people stay inside and or stay away from other people just so things die down a little bit or a lot so that we can go back out again and whatever that means, you know, the disease, however it stops, it minimizes the impact. And that I can get on board with. However, that's probably why the whole prison thing kind of came up for me.
Yes.
It's, you know,
oh
it's like,
God.
Well, like, you know, I'm lucky that I have a backyard. I'm lucky that I have an aunt that
yes.
lets me stay in this house and
yep.
has purchased a ton of food. because I think I would be in that situation. I mean, there's not work that's coming in for me. Still have bills to pay. So,
yep. Thank God, you're home.
I've got support.
Yep.
You know, I think I would have like a plan B and a few other plans in place, you know, like, please let me stay with you. I promise I'll, you know, wear a mask, whatever.
Right.
But I have that, and not everyone does.
No.
And not everyone lives in, has a support system like that. So,
right.
You know, I'll add that to my list of things to be grateful for, definitely.
Yeah.
So when we're told you can't, you know, you really shouldn't be out congregating, you know, in public places. Like, I have friends who have kids, and this is what was going on the TV show. A lot of people who have kids are like, well, I don't know what we're going to do now, because that's how we would all go as a family. We'd go to these parks so the kids can kind of run around and play and get their, you know, get their energy out.
Right.
And now, you know, I think what's going to happen is people are going to spend more time in their neighborhood. So we'll see, you know, when you have a bunch of kids. And these are also, I think about this, these are kids who, or families who probably do a lot of after school activities, like, oh,
right,
you've got,
right,
you know,
right,
little league game or whatever, a bunch of sports activities, or she's got the same thing. And they have, you know, they have three kids. And so their level of activity has changed tremendously.
Yep.
They still have to keep their kids engaged, and they also need to exercise. There's a huge population in a place near us where it's mostly young people, young families, and everyone runs, right?
Oh, like by jogging, you mean? Like they're,
yeah, everyone's running, jogging, and so I'm wondering. I mean, that hasn't been banned necessarily, but it just means
just do it apart. Yeah, you just do it apart. I see people like on their bikes. I see people, not a lot, but they. Yeah, it's. I mean, here they say you can go outside for outdoor exercise, walking, whatever. Just you know, stay away from people.
Right.
So.
But
it feels so weird. Like, I don't feel, like, I take a little walk just to get the air, but it's not like, oh, it's a beautiful spring day and I appreciate the city. And it's none of that. It's more like, I need some air. I'm going to go home soon. I want to minimize my risk. You know, run an errand or two and take my time, enjoy it. But you just feel like, you just feel the collective energy of, like, these are some heightened times right now. I didn't say good. I didn't say bad. The energy is heightened across the world. So billions of people are feeling heightened energy. I don't know a better way to describe it. I'm not saying it's good, not saying it's bad, but it's heightened. And you feel it, and it's pervasive. I feel it in my house. I'm feeling it right now on the show. It's heightened because this is our new normal. And we don't know what that looks like. And it doesn't seem like, I think it's just, this is just the beginning. I think everything became official the beginning of this week. Of like the gavel coming down with the social distancing and non-essential workers stay home and all of that. I think it's just officially this week, but we've been feeling it for a couple of weeks prior to it really being an official mandate. And it's reaching the world. I mean, India. Poor India. 4 hours notice. Why are you doing that? The billions of people. Why are you? Come on.
I have no idea what's going on there.
I just read about it this morning. 4 hours notice. Quarantine.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Give like people a chance to like get it together. But again, it's too little, too late. And we can really learn from these other countries that were so proactive. And I think we are learning from those other countries. You and I don't really follow the news closely. So please turn to NPR. Don't listen to us because we don't know what the hell we're talking about. But with I think with Italy, it's becoming slightly hopeful now. mm-hmm. where it's being managed a little bit better. For it's turning slightly toward the better. So I think we'll learn from that, and we'll do the right thing. I just my heart's just with countries where it's under the best of circumstances. It's desperate times. So
right.
we throw this into it. That's what really just makes me, oh, my God. What can you do? But hold space and change our relationship with time. So that when we do get back on track, it will be a more harmonious relationship. But this has really, we talk about the rug, and then once the rug gets straightened out, we'll be on more steady footing, I hope.
Yeah.
And life goes on. You know, so I don't have the backyard, but I do have a window. And it's just great,
yeah.
you know, to look out that window and to just see, you know, from 17 stories high. So I like that I'm on a high floor, so you can see more at a distance and more from above.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's like, well, this is what it is. And there's beauty, and there's beauty in that. So, and we will press on. What else can we do? So I guess maybe we'll talk the last couple of minutes that we have about what we're thinking about doing this weekend. Elisa and I are thinking about recording an episode of The Lois Effect as not a live show, but just to switch up the format a little bit. Do you want to talk a little bit about that at all? I don't know when we're going to roll it out. Maybe we'll do our show live Tuesday and talk about it more then. But is there anything you want to say about what we're thinking about doing?
Oh, well, I just know that I think there's a great conversation. We had a really good conversation the other day, I mean the other show, where Lois came in and you basically channeled a response to a question that I had.
Right.
And I think that's something that I would like to explore more
uh-huh.
without the pressure of it being a live show. So what, you know, if something needs to be censored or, you know, like, oh,
or
we can't
callers,
go to that.
You know, we need to be there for the
yeah.
callers. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just something to for us to play with and work on. And so it's something that we're going to do. We're going to have it will be a private show. And then, you know, if we're able to upload it, depending on which platform we use, which we can upload it, we will. If we can share it, we will. But I think that's something that will help us with what we're going to be doing. You know, I think it'll show us what needs to happen. But I think there's a lot of that, you know, kind of question and answer sessions that bring forth a lot of great information, some different insights. And I'm looking forward to seeing what comes up. So,
yeah, we'll see what happens. So we'll let you guys know about that. And it's not going to affect you finding the show. You will find the show where you're used to finding it, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 United States Eastern Time. So the show will still be where you guys are used to finding it. But we just wanted to share with you guys what we're thinking about doing. We have never, ever not had a live show in the 10 years that we've been doing this podcast. So that's going to be very interesting to play with that format. And, of course, we will always have live shows. Our callers are so important to us. And that's something that we can't let go of, not being available
right.
for callers to help and support them, especially now. This would not be the right time to, like, totally change that. But we're exploring doing an additional show. to what we are already doing during this time that we have the time to dedicate to that. So on that note, if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. And we'll be back on the air for you guys this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, United States. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you guys.
Take care. Love you. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something.